Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
Had a chance to catch up with the 2016 Footballer of the Year, Lee Keegan, at Croke Park a little earlier on today. Keegan was there to help launch this summer's Kellogg's Cool Camps. Kellogg supports Cool Camps to promote and encourage physical activity and believes in the power of breakfast to fuel activity on and off the pitch. Here's how it went.
So Patrick Keelty was getting a bit of shit for not doing research properly there from Cuiva Mohan, but he did have one amazing fact which I was unaware of, that the most popular confirmation name in Westport was Leroy.
Yes, correct. Saint Leroy. Well, I'm still trying to think of my saint or a sinner, but it was definitely it was a funny week when I was getting a few phone calls from parents to confirm them Leroy. So not that I'm complaining, I started a good trend there.
You've had this kind of amazing experience over the winter training away with the club and winning the Club All-Ireland. When you're doing that, are you still doing the same stuff that the county team are doing, or how does that relationship work?
I suppose you try and implement as best possible the details of how county work, so you know, obviously nutrition, diet, looking after your body the way you would with county, but it is quite hard. I suppose there's a bit more crack within the club lads, and you know, you might want to have a night off with them or have a few pints, and you maybe slip into maybe one or two bad habits, but I suppose you try and implement as best possible the way the county works. So try and do your stretches 3 or 4 times a week, you know, the way you train, warm up and bits like that. So it was a strange one, but it's something that I try my best to try and keep within the county standards. But I say when the crack is good, the club lads, it's hard sometimes. So.
Yeah, and maybe it's no harm to have a bit of that as well, because you guys have been on the road a long time.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. It was a good experience. I said if someone told me that you know Westport would be competing at even Connacht level years ago, you know, you would have laughed at thought. So I saw we had a lot of young lads there that had great old banter around the place, bit of slagging. You slag me for being one of the oldest, like, so I was kind of the butt of the joke for a good while, like. But no, it was great. It was a great experience. You know, besides winning, just to have that experience with the lads, and you know, have the crack week in, week out. And so what else is about? You need to enjoy what you're doing as well. And you know, I got that rejuvenation of playing with the lads every week. You know, and as I said, it was just really enjoyable to play, go out and play football, and no reliance on myself, I suppose, or Kevin Kane being county. It was just the lads went out and just played the way they want to play, and you know, ultimately they got over the line because that's the ethos we took.
Yeah, and so when you go back, are you like, have you been at county training sessions while that happens? Are you like not togged out, or do you just stay away totally? How does that work?
We did a gym session within the group. We do group gym sessions, so we kind of hooked up the lads there just to keep in contact, I suppose, because you still feel a small bit of the loop before you come back in, and you know, you want to be with the lingo and have a bit of crack with them as well. But yeah, I suppose from training point of view, you wouldn't tend to go over too often, unless maybe you want a physio session or something like that. So you kind of just keep it specific to the club and stay with them. And you know, at the end of the day, they were the main priority when we were training, I suppose, in the months of November, December, January. And which is important, because you want, at the end of the day, the club is the number one if you're doing well with them, and we want to make them feel that way too. So obviously, yeah. Mayo is still, you're still coming back into a squad where ultimately they're at the start of their season, so you should be relatively kind of fit to go anyhow. So as I said, we were lucky enough that we went on such a successful run, and you know, games were coming thick and fast. And
were you back up to speed with the county, like your fitness levels were all exactly
right? Yeah, not bad, I suppose.
A couple of weeks maybe.
Yeah, the week of the All-Ireland maybe a bit slower, the Roscommon game, which is a bit natural, you know, I said, to win All-Ireland's hard work, and I suppose when you see the toughest, it is really the toughest, like, because it was a tough long road. And yeah, I suppose I was ready to go. I'm always ready to play games. I love playing games, whether it be Westport or you know, Mayo, whoever it is. And I was looking forward to go back in with them. Celebrations are great,
yeah.
But I suppose for me, I have another group to go back into and try and help them succeed in what they're doing. So, and again, the club lads are very accommodating with that, you know. They got their, I suppose, 7 to 10 days and the banter as well. So, but again, for me, it was important that I got back in there and got back on the ship straight away.
Yeah. The other thing that was noticeable was Patrick Keelty was taking the piss out of you for not having won All Ireland in the company of all the rest of them. You were taking it very well.
Yeah. He gets paid for it. I don't. listen, it's all a bit of crack for the likes of that now. And you know, to be honest, we don't get a lot of that anyway. But to win the Club All-Ireland, you know, that medal for me is huge.
Yeah.
Because it's something, it's unique, because these are the guys you're playing with when you grow up with. And, you know, in 20 years' time, we as a group, no matter where we are, we come back together and share this experience together of the day we played Colm Kills in the final. Now, we tried to lose it, but we still have that experience that we went out to battle together. We all had enjoyment together. And, you know, like any other team, we have to get back into this year's, I suppose, league already. We're back, yeah, training at Bits Pieces, but when we meet up, we'll always have that memory and then fond memories together as a group that we created something that no other Westmeath team could do before.
Do you take any of that into the attitude this year with the county? Like, is there anything different that you've learned from being a successful winning team? Because they're so, like, they're worlds apart. We all know they're worlds apart. Like, the level of preparation and the money behind the senior inter-county team, you know.
Of course, yeah. I suppose, but the club scene is going that way a bit, I suppose, in terms of the top senior clubs are having that, I suppose, ethos of how a county team runs. But again, the same to, you know, as you have funds and everything. But to go back into our county setup, I suppose,
on a psychological level, even, it's like, look, I've had enough of this. I'm going to win this year.
Well, and that's it. And I suppose from West point of view, we were written off in a lot of the games anyway. So, yeah. You know, from what the way I look at it is, there's no point living yourself. You know, people say that Dublin are this, and I always reference Dublin as one of the greatest teams I've ever seen play, and rightly so, because what they've done in the modern era is sensational, and the Kerrys of this world, and, you know, I don't think you should limit yourselves. They are beatable, and that's the reality, and, you know, I think Mayo know that, and we're just trying to fill a gap, maybe 1-2% that we can actually do that,
yeah.
And, you know, as I said, we have to keep knocking the door to you know, create this history where we can actually get over the line, and, you know, they did reference Sergio Garcia. It took him 75 attempts to win a major, but he kept going to do it. You know, a lot of failures along the way, but it's going to happen eventually. And that's my philosophy I took from Western, because we were written off of so many games. And it became more of a dream at the start, but then reality really kicked in and we got closer and closer. And, you know what, we can actually win this now, so we can. And, you know, obviously Western were a bit different. We got one chance, we took it. Mayo, it's going to take a few more chances possibly.
Eamon Fitzmaurice obviously referenced the campaign against you in the build up to the replay before Kerry played Dublin this weekend. When you saw that, what did you think?
Honestly, I didn't actually see it, and that's not telling a word of lie. I didn't pay a lot of attention the week off. We actually got a week off from Mayo, so I was more trying to plan how I'm going to relax and chill out for the week. So I like to get away from Gaelic if I can possible, just to clear the mind. And again, it was a hectic couple of weeks going from club to county, and Joe, of course you hear about the statements and that.
Yeah,
and,
you must have got a few WhatsApps.
Yeah, and, do you know what, hey, I think it's a total personal thing that Aim Fitz wanted to, I suppose, back up his players and, you know, put his little stamp on for the final, and his players backed him 100% the way they played on Sunday.
Yeah.
But for me personally, it didn't have any effect or impact on me at all.
Well, but was it true? Did you feel like you were a victim of a concerted campaign in the build up to, because it was interesting, there's definitely been a sense out there that the reporting around Dublin has been their brilliant team, their historic making team, but actually there's a lot of other stuff going on that they don't really get called for the way other counties will get called for.
Yeah,
that's Dublin. For me personally, and all I was worried about is playing to perform on the biggest stage, because if I start getting sucked into the stuff externally that doesn't affect me, then it's going to really impact on how I play.
Yeah.
Now,
did it impact you in the All-Ireland final replay though? Because that's the thing, like, people wonder if you got black carded because of the campaign from the former Dublin players in the press that week.
But again, the way I look at it, everyone's entitled to their opinion. If they want to talk whatever they want about me, that's fine. But for me, you know, we train so hard all year not to be reading what people say about you, or you should do this or that. But for me,
you had no concerns that the referee might have been influenced.
No, I have to, if you go and worry about the referee, then there's something wrong with you, you know, from a player point of view. For me, I have 100% trust when the referee, at the end of the day, the ref doesn't put the ball over the mirror.
Yeah.
And we didn't do that enough times against them. And when it did happen, and unfortunately it did happen, I got a black card. You know, my reaction was that I have a lad that's coming on to do equally as good a job as I did in Stephen Cohen. So, the referee has a hard job as it is, so he has to make a split decision to call. He needs help from linesmen too. If that helps him, so be it. But I have no beef or impact with any of those at all. So
that bit after you get the black card against Dublin, because you know you're playing at the very peak of your powers. You know, you're footballer of the year for a reason, and you've scored one of the best All-Ireland final goals we've seen from Mayo. What are those moments like after the black card?
It's hard because you're obviously on a high from obviously, you know, kicking or scoring a great goal to help your country deliver the promised land. But you have to get back into your game zone quick enough. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, it came maybe from a mistake, whatever. I just got entangled with something maybe that maybe was black hair, maybe wasn't. Again, I'm not the judge of it. Like, I have to put my trust in the referee. If he makes that decision, he has to be 100% accountable for it and right for it.
Yeah.
And I don't look back. I've never blamed any ref for a decision he's made or not made. So yeah, I was just, because I thought I had a great start to the final, I thought it'd been just brilliant to help my teammates out to try and get over that line, and maybe it would have helped, maybe not. I don't know, we'll never know either, and that's the unfortunate thing.
What's the feeling like when you're walking off? Is it anger, is it pain, is it shame, is it guilt, is it what?
Just not feeling sorry for myself, still half and a quarter to go. So I was just more trying to echo the message to my colleague that was coming on.
So you've got to kind of put on a brave face.
Yeah, of course. There's no point feeling sorry for that, because if they see you down, then of course people are going to start thinking, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
But I said, you have to trust the teammates you have around. They're equally as good as you for a reason, because they're there. And unfortunately, I said I'd love to finish the game. I didn't, unfortunately. And obviously, it's going to be a small regret that I couldn't be on the war field with my lads through battle, Joe, because that's what you want to be there for, Joe.
Does it change your game in future when you're, because it did seem, there are very clear black cards, like we saw in the league final last week, where Brian Sheehan pulled somebody down,
Andy Marr.
Yeah. Andy Marr pulls somebody down. It's clear as day. Yours is there's a tangle, might be a black card, it might not be a black card. So you can't really kind of not go into tackles in future, going, I got a black card for this before.
Yeah.
You have to be the same player you always were.
And that's the thing, if you start changing your game, you're not going to be the same player you were, unfortunately. I'm still going to be a tough, hard tackler, because then you're going to be marking some of the best forwards out there, like the Jerome Colleys of this world, James O'Donoghue. These lads are absolute, they'll eat you alive if you're not ready for war. And I am a tough tackler. I am, look at the Dumpty, they are a hard tackler as well. Kerry are hard tacklers. You can't change your game because of one rule.
Yeah.
I suppose that's where the rule is inconsistent and the referees are struggling, because it's hard to determine what is actually a black card anymore. Is that, what's it for? Is it, obviously we've seen a clear example of the weekend of, I suppose, Andy Murray as a reference. That's the definition of black card. Entanglement, is it 50-50? Do you give it or do you not give it? That's where we're getting lost a bit, I think. So I think maybe just to clear it up would be brilliant, but you can't argue against God, they're the power.
Do you enjoy being the man marker? Because it's a role that traditionally in Gaelic football would have been, we put somebody on and it's exclusively a destroyer's role. But the way the game goes now, all of those forwards who you're marking at various stages are going to have responsibility to funnel back as well. So, in rugby, there's this whole point about good defence is actually the beginning of an offence.
Yeah.
And so it looks to me like that's exactly what your role as well. That if you just look at it as, he's only trying to nullify Dermot Connolly, well, grand, whatever. But actually, when you get the ball, it's not your job to just pass to somebody. You have to also initiate attacks.
Oh, of course. And that's part of my game, and something I've been open by is I love to go forward. I love to attack, and that's something I love doing. Man marking was something I did for a long time. It was kind of new to myself as well. Obviously, I love to be that kind of just that halfback that loves to just float around back and forth. But it was a new role for me, and it's something I actually enjoyed. You get to, you're pitting yourself against some of the best players out there and see you're getting on. And it's nice to kind of feel that way, that I can actually compete here. I can take these guys on. And believe me, I got some harsh lessons in the league last year too. I had the same role in the league, and I took a lot of, I remember Darren Sullivan giving me an awful time up in Casper. But it was them lessons that kind of stemmed me well for championship, that saying, you take learning curves at them. You don't be sad about them. Don't soak about them. They're hard lessons, but they're invaluable lessons, because you're marking the best lads and they're going to give you hard times.
A physical time as well.
Yeah, and that's the nature of the game. But I think it was important myself that I had good chats with Donny Buckley, and he really helped me along the lines of saying, you're well fit for this, and there's no reason why you can't go out and mark some of the best lads in the game. And something I actually enjoyed doing last year in championship.
And it seemed like Mayo enjoyed the physical stuff as well, that actually they brought it to a level that Dublin were like, okay, we haven't really seen this before. You had the tactical stuff on their kickouts, and you also had various players running through the middle, which was creating goal opportunities, and you brought the physical stuff. And it was the first time we'd seen anybody go, actually, we're not just going to roll over here and play good football against Dublin, because everybody says we have to.
Well, see, if you let Dublin play, they're just awesome to watch. And believe me, we've come up against enough times where they've steamrolled us at times, maybe for a 15-minute patch, and lovely to watch, great to watch, but you have to bring that physical edge. Like, you see Dublin, they bring it every week, and there's no way sure. Like, it's great. Like, Kerry brought the weekend. They brought a real hard physical edge to the game, and that is part and parcel of the game at the moment. Like, you just can't stand around and, I suppose, wait to see what these teams are going to do to you, because the unfortunate thing is they'll walk all over you, and before you know it, the game's over and you're chasing your tail for the full game. And that's not the way, I suppose. Mayo were looked at as probably a soft touch for a long, long time, and it's great now that we have this kind of aura that, if you're in a fight, you're going to get it from us. A physical nutrition, we're going to go at you, we're going to go hard but fair. And that's just the way we want to bring that hard edge to the game. And it's something that we're very proud on. We're very proud in our work rate, our tackling, our ethos is never to stop. Keep going. Be hard, be fair, but be physical about it.
The last question is about dealing with the disappointment of last year. And obviously, things were going so well for you up to the goal. Did you need the club? Was that a proper escape from everything that was going on? Because it was obviously the ex-managers coming out and slamming the players as well. You at least could put your head down and say, "Nothing to do with me, lads. I'm off here at the club."
Well, actually, I was in Edinburgh that weekend. But I referenced before, it was just a rejuvenation. I went into a team where we had 5 games in 6 weeks, and so it was game in, game out. So we weren't really training. We were fitting up the moment. It was just, God, I got this rejuvenation from the young lads that came in there, the 18-year-olds, 19s, the Cullamorans, the Oisins, the Lambies.
Because the disappointment must have been more severe after this year.
It was tough, and it was a hard untake. And you know, even to try and come back to club, train yourself ready for that was hard as well. But I suppose I knew there was a great talent there, and to come back, obviously our target with the club was just to win the county this year and to get back to senior, and that was our focus. And I suppose when I came back in, our manager is a Vince man as well, so he's a dub, so he, of course he's going to have a bit of crack with me anyway. But it was very hard, it was tough, it was raw. To lose All Ireland is tough any day. To lose a replay by a point is just, it's devastating. And again, I never try to think back too much on it, because if you start dwelling on it, it's going to really impact how you play the following year. And the beauty about Gaelic is there's always another game in the corner, and to go back into the club and just be playing games week in, week out, my head just became nice and clear, and I just became relaxed about it. I just, this is great. And I said, I was lucky enough to be able to walk up them steps in Hogan and lift an All-Ireland medal, which is something I thought I never might be able to do.
Yeah.
But it definitely really refocused my mind, cleared all that, I suppose, negative energy away from me, because the week after All-Ireland is horrible, and I suppose you're going out every day and you're trying to reassess where it went wrong and what I could have done. And then you start realising life still goes on one way or another, and I suppose I got the joy of putting on the blue of Westford, not the Dublin colours, and really enjoy something that we haven't experienced in a long time, Westford. And again, I keep saying it's something I will treasure forever, because I got a group of lads there now just going, and you're just a regular Joe Soap. So.
Yeah, you don't seem to bear grudges.
No. There's no point. Sure, life goes on, and that's just the way it is. And at the end of the day, I still have to look forward, no way looking back, because I want to do well. I want to help Mayo try and regain a Connacht title again that we lost last year, which is very disappointing. Try and help us through an All-Ireland series, and ultimately try and lead us to an All-Ireland. And if that comes, it comes. And it'll come because we deserve it, not because it was luck or anything.
Lee, best of luck. Thanks, Will.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Bye.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.